out of quorum.
Yep.
Carter?
Here.
Baba?
Here.
Hugh?
Present.
Solar?
Present.
Here.
Nagel? Coer?
Present. See the approval of the agenda and the...
So moved.
Pew second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The approval of the minutes for the previous meeting, November 7, 2025.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Sexton.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No public input?
Nope.
No presentation?
Nope.
Communication from the board?
Oh, I was just gonna ask too, that letter we got sent by John Bambinick or whatever.
That's why I put township funding on the agenda. I didn't want to get too specific.
That's cool. I just want to make sure, because we never get letters.
Especially about something that really you don't have any power over.
Yeah.
So it goes, we'll talk about it.
No, that's fine. I was like, yeah.
Okay, any more discussion? Communication? Okay, we're going to new business. Engineer.
So we need approval of the county and township motor fuel tax claims for November and December of 2025 and January of 26.
Lot of salt.
Yep, we got some hauled in today, so.
Oh, really?
Yep.
How much more of a cost do you think that'll be this year with the weather and the extra snow and ice that we usually don't get?
Well, the last storm cost us about $50,000, which doesn't sound too awful, right? I mean, it is what it is, but because they have some thing where they're trying to get state money from, the emergency management folks. So they asked us to put together our total cost for the storm over a 72-hour period, which included all of our trucks, our overtime, and our snowbirds. So it's basically atypical costs that we wouldn't usually pay, just, having the doors open. So, and it came out to be about $50,000. So you can kind of see a 3-day, 4-day event like that, that's about what it costs us each time.
Okay.
But we're still good on salt. We got 1,000 tons coming in today. We still have 1,000 tons yet to order. So we shouldn't have any problem. The reason, because that storm, it was so cold, we hardly used any salt until it was over.
Yeah, it wouldn't melt.
And it warmed up a little bit, then we could start using salt. So there wasn't that much salt used in that storm, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't put down a lot of salt because it don't work at zero. Right.
It actually makes it worse. It just makes it all gooey and clumped up, and then it freezes, and then you get the really bad, almost the washboarding on the roads from the salt and the snow piling up. So, but that's what that one cost us. I don't think we're ahead of last year, obviously, because of that storm. But, if we get another one, we got plenty of salt to go around right now.
Do we use any sand on our road?
We do not use sand. And one of the reasons why we don't use sand is because, and this may be going away in the future, but we've shared the salt dome with the city of Urbana since 1994 when it was built. They don't want any other material in their salt because it plugs up their storm sewer.
Yeah.
Because obviously the salt melts and kind of turns into a saline solution, and then it ends up in the storm sewer, but it's not still granular like a sand is. So we've never used sand or cinders or anything like that in our mix, just straight salt. So I don't know if that will change in the future, because the city of Urbana apparently is working on putting together their own salt storage facility, so they wouldn't any longer be in our facility. So we'll look at maybe doing something different if we need to, after that actually occurs and we have separate storage facilities. The townships might use some of that grit, because a lot of times they're just going out and throwing stuff down at their intersections and their curves just to get some grip to the road. They're not actually trying to melt anything. So. So we still need a motion to approve the claims.
So moved.
Second to you. I'd much rather pen if you want to, Lorraine.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. Item B is overview of the 2026 Highway Department budget. I know we're starting the budget process much earlier this year. Meetings in February and March with the Finance Committee and administration. So, and we always kind of do a brief overview after our budget is approved and we're into the first meeting of the year, just to kind of give you an idea, a little update on where the Highway Department budget is. Obviously, we've got multiple different funds that we operate out of. The first one there is the County Highway Fund, and it's a special revenue fund, so the levy is strictly for the 083060 fund for County Highway, and this is by statute in the Illinois state statutes. But this is our operations fund, basically. I mean, it pays all the salaries of everybody at the Highway Department except for my salary, because mine comes out of the motor fuel tax fund. So if you look at the personnel totals there on page 208, that's about 60% of the total cost of the Special Revenue Highway Fund is our personnel. And then the rest of it goes into commodities such as gas and oil, our shop supplies. We have to buy parts for our vehicles, as well as, you know, we do all the service for all the other departments in the county, so we buy parts for them and then they reimburse us for those parts, but we have to have a line item to purchase them out of. And then we buy some pipe and rock and other things out of our operational supplies for road and bridge. We do a little bit of road work out of the highway fund. The majority of our road work comes out of the motor fuel tax fund. But we do have an infrastructure line item there on page 209. It's only showing $250,000, and that's the money for if Wilbur Avenue would actually happen this year, which it's probably 99% sure that it won't. We've got incoming money on the revenue side and then an expense on the capital side. But the majority of that money goes to personnel, keeping the lights on, buying some materials, and then we've got a $500,000 equipment line item for purchasing new vehicles, trucks, motor graders, so forth. We've been setting that aside over the last couple of years and trying to be more diligent about keeping our equipment a little bit longer so that we can get a set aside for possibly building a new cold storage is what I'm calling it. So it's basically a warehouse type building where the old nursing home stands now. That is on the agenda, I believe, for this month, right?
Yes,
I think so.
It's being bid to demolish the old nursing home, and the highway department in our other fund, which is part of our special revenue fund, that highway building capital special revenue fund, which is money that comes out of the highway fund, we have a $750,000 cost shown there in capital for half of the demolition of the nursing home. The estimated cost of demolishing the nursing home is somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.5 million, depending on how much stuff they find in there that has to be mitigated. There's
a lot in there.
There's some thought that maybe
there'll be some asbestos.
There's
in
asbestos.
There.
Oh, yeah.
They think maybe there's a fuel tank somewhere that might have to come out.
There's a possibility.
Yeah.
They have a crematory down in the basement.
I've never been in that basement.
Nobody's gone in there.
Do they really have one there?
I don't know. Did they have a crematorium in there at one time?
That is beyond.
I don't know.
I would defer to the chair. She's got more institutional knowledge.
And they got some tunnels in there, too.
Yeah.
Really? I never knew that.
Well, sure it'll be quite something when they start demolishing it, what is all in there.
If you demolish the wrong part, you may wind up on another level.
Well, part of the demolition is getting down into the basement and getting all that out there and then backfilling it with appropriate material. So that's likely why it's going to be such a costly endeavor. So
I'll bet.
We'll see when the...
Is your department doing any other labor?
What's that?
Your department is going to be doing any other...
We're not going to do any of the demolition because we're not certified in that kind of stuff. We'll do the site prep if we end up putting a building there, you know, putting in the rock and digging down and making sure that it's stable for putting a building on, like we did when we built this building. We did all the site preparation.
We're talking about the one right over here, the old brick one.
Yes.
Jeez. Now, are they going to take all of it?
Just to the, where's the cutoff, Steve? Where I lay us, basically?
The newer portion.
Yeah. The newer portion?
Yep.
Okay.
They'll stop and they'll seal that part off.
Yeah.
I hope we don't find any graves or anything like that.
Too many graves here. Graves are located elsewhere.
Okay. Well, yeah, still.
Oh, so we'll look forward to that, seeing that come down, I guess. So that's, anybody got any questions about the highway fund in particular?
No.
What we use that for? And then 208-4 is the county bridge fund. It's named specifically for county bridges. That's what we use it for. You know, that one's going to ebb and flow throughout the years based on how many bridges we have. We've got at least 4 or 5 that were planned for 2026 to come out of this fund. It's what we use the 50% from this fund in order to match the money that the townships petition us for to do the smaller type bridge projects. We use this money to match township bridge program funds. We use this fund to hire the consulting firms that help us do our designs for our bridges. So that's basically what it, the namesake is what it is. It's the county bridge fund. It's for building bridges. The cost of bridges is skyrocketing every year, much worse than road construction. Cost is really getting kind of crazy.
Is that more because of materials or personnel or a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. Ever since COVID, everything just went
up
very drastically and quickly. It's kind of leveled off to some extent, but it really took up quick.
Yeah.
I think kind of like everything else in America did, you know. So, and then we've got our motor fuel tax fund, which is the monies that come to us from everybody buying fuel at the gas stations. Comes back to us with roughly $4 million in revenue coming back to us in any given year, depending on how much fuel is being purchased statewide and what our, you know, our cut is always the same as a percentage of the overall. It's just a matter of how much is being purchased. And this fund is generally used for building our road projects. You'll see there on page 217 that we've got a capital total of about $5 million this year, and that's for our roadway project on County Road 6 to do our recycling and overlay and shoulder widening and that kind of work on that project. And then we also, you guys passed a resolution generally in October, November. We usually spend about $1 million on maintenance on our roads, and we line all that out, and then there's a resolution that we send down to IDOT. So that comes out of the motor fuel tax funds as well. So this year, obviously, you can see our expenditures are more than our revenue because we had some money built up in that fund because of the Rebuild Illinois money that we got over the last few years that ran out last year. So now we're getting back into spending the motor fuel tax fund since the Rebuild Illinois funds are used up and no longer available. So you see our fund balance after this year's a little over $5 million, which would build one project if we needed to use that fund balance for any reason. But it'll keep probably whittling its way down as we do road projects. There's not too many road projects, unfortunately, that cost less than $4 million, which is our revenue in any year. So we do a pretty good job of getting federal funds on some projects, and then that will reduce our total cost that we have to use for our motor fuel tax funds. But you can see the fund balance in 2024 was almost $13 million, and we're going to whittle it down to a little over $5 million after this year. So that fund balance is dropping quickly due to no other funds really available to our roadway projects. Fund 2103 is our federal aid matching. That means basically anytime we get federal dollars, we have this money available in order to match those federal dollars. Currently, we have a project on Monticello Road that we're looking at scheduling in 2029 for federal dollars. That roadway was built in 2008, so it'll be 21 years old at that time. And we're looking at using basically whatever fund balance is in that highway federal aid matching dollars to match monies that we are going to get in federal dollars for Monticello Road. So at least $1.5 million, if not $2 million by 2029, if we have that much in the fund, is kind of being saved up to match the federal dollars on Monticello Road in that year. So that's kind of our overview of where we're at this year for all of our different funds. So does anybody get any questions about any of that?
Just got a clarifying question.
Yeah.
I think it's a couple times, but in the motor fuel tax I see here, what is the difference between repair and maintenance, road and bridge, under services, and then infrastructure and capital?
Let me look at that. Which line are you looking at, Jay?
So repair and maintenance, 502036. Oh, 217?
Yeah, 502036.
Yeah, 2036, and then just the infrastructure line and capital.
So the infrastructure line and capital is all construction of projects. And the $500,000 is for the actual, like, our guys. Or is that the one we use for ours or for hiring Leanne, the 502036?
Is just for normal.
That's us, right?
Yeah. Actually increase the capital expense.
Right. Gotcha. So that's our cost for maintaining roadways, basically.
Nice. So the difference between the routine
and contracting work with a contractor to build roads, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
They changed all those line numbers a couple years ago and started making us put stuff where we didn't usually put it. It kind of even throws me off sometimes trying to figure out what comes out of what line. That's why Michelle does such a good job of making sure it all comes out of the right line items.
All right. Thank you.
And helping me with the budget.
Well, you do have a lot of line items, so.
We do. We used to have more, which was okay because they were more specific and we knew exactly what came out of them. Now they've lumped together a lot of items into one line item, and then you kind of forget what used to come out of what line item and what line item it's in now. So, any other questions? All right, we'll move on to the next item, which is item C. There is a new resolution that is individual outside of the packet. The resolution that was in your packet was just a generic one as a placeholder for awarding the contract for the replacement of the bridge deck in Philo Township. We had the bid, and we received three bids, as you'll see there on the bid tab. Engineer's estimate was 362. Stark Excavating was low on this job at around 320,000. And then we had two other bidders. This is a unique project because it abuts right up to the Norfolk and Southern Railroad, which has been and continues to be a big pain in the you-know-what. We've already spent somewhere in the neighborhood of $25,000 with the railroad just so they could review our plans and tell us, yes, that we can build a bridge next to the railroad. And then the contractor has to pay railroad liability insurance. They have to get a right of entry permit. And then every day that the contractor is on site, they have to have a railroad flagger that tells them when the trains are coming. And that's usually around $1,000 a day. So we're going to have another probably $30,000 in railroad flagger costs that isn't even in the bid, because that's an extra that gets added on to the total contract cost, but something that we have to pay because the railroad was there first. is always what they say.
I live on North Neal Street, and they keep wanting to actually fix North Neal Street.
Mm-hmm.
But four houses north of mine, it's IDOT. Because they actually control the road way south.
Yeah.
Because nobody used to live really up there until later on. So basically, the city keeps wanting to do it. IDOT says no and throws it away, the whole project. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just making a new road by me. That's all.
This project would usually be around 300, roughly. And it's probably going to end up costing us 400 with all the add-ons and crud we're going to have to do for the railroad. So it's a 33% bump in cost just because the railroad's there. But regardless, the bridge needs to be, the deck needs to be replaced. We've got a good bid from Stark Excavating, and I would ask for your approval of the resolution to award it to Stark Excavating in the amount of $319,822.
So moved.
Second.
Second, Faba.
I'm trying to give you a chance, sorry.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Call for the vote, Madam Chair. Call for the vote.
Okay, excuse me. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
No.
All right. Moving on to the next resolution, which is a contract award authority for County Road 6. We've talked about this project a few times in this committee meeting, but this is the contract in order to extend all the culverts along County Road 6. This is a project that needs to happen relatively quickly because we're going to do the roadway project, and the roadway project can't get going until the culvert extensions are done. So we do have a bid date set for February the 26th, but I would like to not have to wait until the March County Board meeting in order to award this so the contractor can start at their earliest convenience to get these culverts extended so that we can make sure that they are done with that work by the completion date of June 1st so that we can do the roadway work.
Wow, there's 10 of them?
Yes. And they're all just concrete boxes. There's some of them have to have a little bit of repair to them on the inside, but they're all being extended. Is it 5 feet, Jenny, on each side?
Yeah.
5 feet on each side to accommodate new shoulders in order to have an appropriate shoulder out on the roadway. We're going to end up putting a 3-foot asphalt shoulder down on the roadway, so we need to have an appropriate. We don't want to skinny up the road every time we go over a culvert, which would be a lot of times, as you see there by that map. So I'm asking for the authority to award the contract for this section number if it's in the best interest of Champaign County to do so that we can get that project going in a timely manner. Get it done before the roadway project starts. So I ask for your approval of that resolution.
Need a motion?
So moved, Pugh. Second, Sexton.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. Item E, petition requesting resolution approving appropriations from the fund for Hensley Township. You can see a map there on page 29 of a culvert. We have existing one 18-inch diameter culvert and two 25-inch diameter culverts. The Township Highway Commissioner, Bob Sherman, has petitioned the county for a 50% cost share on a proposed 46-foot long 10x2 box culvert. We've taken quotes for the box culvert and found the box culvert to be around $28,000. So how these projects work is the county purchases the box culvert, has it delivered to the site, and then the township has a contractor do the work in order to install the box culvert, and that's how we go with the 50% match, assuming that the the cost for each side is roughly 50% on those projects. So the estimated cost is $56,120, and Hensley Road District is petitioning for 50% of that total cost, which would be the cost of the box culvert. And I would ask for your approval of that petition and a resolution from Hensley Township.
There's a little
that little star. You see the star?
Yeah, I know where that's at, but where is it at in the county?
That's Dewey Fisher Road.
Oh, it, one?
Yeah, one is Dewey Fisher Road. Okay. So it's north of Champaign.
Yeah.
North of the curves, right, Jenny? Just barely? Is it just barely south of the curve? But
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I was thinking of south.
Okay.
You need a motion.
So moved.
Second pew.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And the last item that I had on the agenda, Mr. Pugh had asked me to make comment on this letter to the paper. I guess you guys got
I just found it confusing. Yeah,
yeah.
He was trying.
Well, it is confusing, and he makes it confusing.
Yeah.
John Bambanek. I don't know how many FOIAs have we done for this guy.
Half a dozen.
And we've sent this guy reams of paper, FOIAing stuff about Mahomet Township and projects, township projects, motor fuel tax projects, bridge projects. He's been on a hunt for Mahomet Township for a number of years. And this is the latest iteration of his hunting for Mahomet Township. Even though Chris Dennitz, who apparently there was some rub between him and Chris Dennitz, he's retired and there is a new highway commissioner in Mahomet Township. But he still continues to dig into their affairs at Mahomet Township. His latest one is that they're illegally taxing the taxpayers of Mahomet Township by continuing to levy for what is called a joint bridge account, which, like project that we just passed for Hensley Township, when they pay their half, they take that out of their joint bridge account. So they have to build up the money over the years in order to make sure they have enough money, whether they're matching a big bridge or a small bridge or whatever. He is claiming that they are continuing to levy for the joint bridge account. He also says that monies in the joint bridge account need to be transferred to the regular road fund if they're not used on bridges, and that if they don't use the money on the bridges, that somehow that levy is supposed to go away. I don't know that to be true. I've read up on the statutes. And I actually found Mahomet Township's budget on Aaron's website. They actually did transfer their joint bridge account to their road fund, as he said they're supposed to, $160,000 in 2026. So they're doing what they're supposed to, as far as I can tell. The one thing that I found, and he says that they should not be continuing to levy for that, and then the statute, it says that money shall be turned over at the request of the highway commissioner to the regular road fund of the road district, which they did. And upon such request, no further levy under the section is to be extended by the county clerk unless the proposition is authorizing such and such. So I think the highway commissioner actually has to ask for there not to be any more money in that bridge fund, which he's never going to do. He wants the money in the bridge fund.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
They all, because, eventually, we might need a bridge.
Yes.
At some point, they're going to need a bridge somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not as if your typical levy for a township, there's enough money in any given year to build a bridge. I mean, most of these guys are getting $5,000, $10,000 a year. So they, they got to build it up over multiple years in order to even have enough money to do a bridge project with the county. As a matter of fact, we've in the past, when we've done projects with some of the townships that you know, don't have as much levy authority, we've had to spread that cost out over 5 years to them and had them pay back over time because they just don't have enough money
in their joint bridge account. Mohammed and the Sangamon there, I'm sure there's the little rivers that feed in and out of it, I'm sure there's tons of little bridges.
And they've got a huge bridge over the Sangamon that's getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's going to cost them a ton of money at some point in the future. So I believe they're doing what's appropriate.
Yeah.
This guy believes they're not. So, you know, pick your battles, and hopefully he doesn't continue to FOIA us because
we've sent no sense.
Reams of paper to this guy.
The highway fund, so they put it into the whatever fund, they can pull that out later to do for a bridge if they need one, right?
Yeah, they can use their road fund for anything they want to.
Yeah.
So they can transfer the money from the bridge fund to the road fund, and then at some point in the future, if they needed that money to build a bridge,
they can use that money to build a bridge.
His talking point is that somehow they're doing disjustice to the village of Mohammed, because if they were to levy more money in their road fund, then the village of Mohammed gets a portion of that. But, you know, that's not our fight to fight.
Village of Mohammed.
If the village of Mohammed thinks they're doing something wrong, then they need to bring it to light. That's kind of what's going on. it's more of a turf battle than it is.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say, because we don't get many letters here. And I'm like, okay, what's going on with this one?
Well, we'll see. Maybe now that Chris is retired, he'll slow down on his will and need to.
Yeah, but a lot of times that settles a lot of that. But.
Yeah, so that's what I know about that.
His target seems to be with the systems, not individual people.
In the beginning, it was definitely individual. Now it seems to be, since the individuals moved on, that he's changed his focus a little bit. But there was a big personality conflict between this guy and Chris Dennett for many, many years. I think there was actually some punching that went on at some point between them.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
It was back years, 15 years ago or so. Wow. But, yeah. Anyway.
That's a highway commission meeting. That
it wasn't at a meeting.
That was interesting.
Oh, okay. I was like, you know, they had a meeting, you know, so you have more people show up at a meeting, you know. You might have one or two people normally, but, yeah, after that.
Let me research that meeting.
Oh, all right. Well, that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay. There's no other business.
Nope.
And the president, the presiding officer, has no report. Designated items be placed on the consent agenda is 7 A, B, D, E, L, not L.
Yep.
Okay, is there anything else to go in front of the committee?
Seven C, is that correct?
C is not, because Samantha voted no on that one.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to say happy Black History Month. Nobody else said it, so I think I would. So. Another comment, please don't ever give me in a space. I'm trying to start this new year off right, and I don't want to be in a space where I'm always defending myself or I feel like I have to stand up to white supremacy. So I would appreciate moving forward throughout this year that we can show each other the same amount of respect that they wish to receive, okay?
I'm good with that.
That's all.
Absolutely.
Yep.
If there's no other business, I declare it's adjourned.